gorgeous. Hey, I've been really loving your music recently, and you guys haven't been making music for too long. Like, you started releasing in 2023, and I read that you all kind of have musical creative backgrounds. So I wanted to ask, like, what was the impetus of this project? How did it all get together?
We just wanted to make a band.
Yeah.
play louder, write the song standing up. No more sitting at desks. Find a way to express the inner turmoil of my heart.
I also read that, like, one of you said that there should be more bands ripping off Nirvana. And so are they one of your influences? And I also just wanted to ask about, like, what inspires you guys, musical or otherwise? And I think even more broadly than that, like, what inspires you to, like, make so much work? Because you guys have been, you guys released like 2 EPs last year, which is crazy.
I said that, but I'm changing my mind, and there should be less bands that sound like Nirvana. And even I'm even questioning if people should be listening to Nirvana's music at this point in human history.
That, yep.
But I did say that, so I'm not gonna hide from what I had said. But I want to take it back on the record.
Okay. On the record, you. Yeah. But yeah, like, what other music then has been kind of inspiring you and your sound? Or maybe, like, not even inspiring your sound, just like, what kind of motivates you musically?
There's a. The guy that engineers. He engineered our new album, and he engineered the last EP, Martin BC.
Mm-hmm.
He recorded this album by the band Massacre.
Right.
Called Killing Time in 1981, and it's a really great no wave instrumental rock album. And I found it in a record shop recently, and I turned it over and it had Martin BC's name on it, and then I bought it. That's and so it's a, cool. It's really good.
Also, you guys play a lot live, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been playing, like, ever since the beginning of the band's inception. What has playing live done for you and your sound and, I guess, your creative process?
I feel like the whole point of the band was to play live, and that playing shows is what we all like doing. So we kind of work on the songs towards, like, a live set.
Just, like, sometimes the full, like, picture of the song doesn't come together until you perform it and see how that feels. Like, you learn new things on stage, I think.
Yeah. Does it kind of, like, indicate to you what you end up releasing?
Played a show recently and played some songs in a version that was, like, a bit maybe noisier than we normally would play it, and then we were sort of like, oh, we should capture it, like, that way. And I think it like has like a feedback effect a bit.
And you guys are based in New York, and, like, I guess that's kind of the dream for a lot of bands to, you know, be making music in New York. But as musicians doing that, what's the scene like? What has been your experience recording there?
Well, we got lucky to meet Martin. I think he's a gem. The studio is a special place. There aren't actually, like, that many accessible studios, like professional studios in New York. So in that regard, I think we struck some gold.
And the music community in general is pretty healthy. I feel like everyone's making different types of music, but for the most part, but it feels like everyone knows each other and gets along and supports each other. And as musicians, we're under attack from the culture, from the cultural overlords.
Yeah.
And so we're all kind of banding together, I think, to keep music going.
That's gorgeous. I feel the same here in every kind of, like, I guess, more underground community. There's a real push to, like, keep it all alive, and that's really important because that's where obviously all the culture is. Obviously preaching to the choir, but yeah, that's gorgeous. And you also collaborated with Untitled Halo in April. How did that come about? Great, great single, by the way.
Thank you. We met them in London. We played a show at the George Tavern and just kind of hit it off. And I think we had known about each other from afar across this across the United States, because they're over in LA and we're in New York. And I feel like we maybe had, like, probably started around the same time and been aware of each other, and then finally got to play this show over in London together and just hit it off as people. And then we'd been wanting to do a split for a while, and they'd been wanting to do a split for a while, and so we kind of just naturally came together and did this split.
Also, you guys made a movie last year.
Oh, yeah.
Where someone like dies. How'd that happen?
We just wanted to make a movie. I own a camera, and I thought Max was pretty videogenic, and so put him in the movie, I put a couple, you know, me and Charlene really collaborated and wrote everything together and directed and edited it all together. And we just put some of our friends in that also look pretty good on camera. And so everyone looks really good in the film because we only picked people that we thought looked good on camera.
It was an experiment.
Yeah.
It was an experiment and it worked. Huge success.
Wait, where can I find it?
No,
it's on my hard drive. You just have to come to New York and break into my apartment.
Right.
And then it's just sitting right there. The hard drive's not even plugged in at the moment, so it's super easy to grab and go.
Right. I'll grab $2,000 and figure out how to pick a lock.
Yeah.
Should not be very difficult.
It didn't cost $2,000 to fly to New York from New Zealand.
I think if you like book far enough in advance, yeah, like it's that expensive. Like,
wow, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
The song is called Anti-Ugly.
Yeah.
We have another song called Ugly, so this is Anti-Ugly. It's the antidote. It's about the beauty of the world. And it started, the catalyst of the song was that a sound guy at South by Southwest, we were setting up, we had just arrived, and we were setting up, and he's like, "You guys are a voyeur?" And I was like, "Yeah." "And where should I put this guitar amp?" And he's like, "That's a pretty like perverted name. Like, it's pretty gross." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "You know, like a voyeur, like it's like this whole creepy sexual act." And I was like, "I think it's just about getting off to the beauty of the world, man." And that's when I learned that voyeur had anything to do with, I didn't know it had anything to do with sex for like the first year of the band. I thought it was a word that meant like you enjoy watching.
Well, I mean, like,
I thought it meant you enjoy watching things sometimes through windows. I mean, I particularly like looking outside of a window, and I thought that voyeur meant one that likes to look out a window.
It does,
but it also means someone that likes to look in a window, which is the difference between in and out is actually, some might say, completely opposite. So so that's kind of what Anti-Ugly gets to,
right.
And it's about embracing beauty.